We begin the current daf, Masechta, Siyum, and daf Yud Gimel. We begin the Malach, we begin the Tosfos, the Masechta, begin the words of the Gemara, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, Halacha Falls of Rabbi Yisi, in this discussion regarding the Kohen Gadol that was the temporary one, and what do you do with his status right now, that he's not like a Kohen Gadol, not like a Kohen Hedger. Now, since I sustain, it's a wonder. Halacha Salim Mashiach, what we're saying, Halacha is for Mashiach is going to come. What's the point of Paschal the Halacha that if it's not pertinent for today's days? Because the Chiyah Gavim Neparach B'Zvachim Perik B'Sh'amu, we find the Gemara Zvachim Nav Nem Heman Alf Estes, when we rule regarding the laws of Pigul, and the Perik Dal Mises, we learn in Sanhedrin Nav Nen Alvam Abayis, when we rule regarding the Abba Mises Bez, and the Gemara says, what do you need to know it for? We don't have this today's time. So why isn't the same question on this Gemara, which is only regarding the Kohen Gadol, when the Beis HaMikdash is around? And that's just so much you could say is like this. They can ask him in that little bit. Yeah, this is relevancy even in today's times. The fairness, Hamamun al Tibet regarding a leader that's appointed over the people. The other Machmas Oinus, because something beyond his control, he was removed from his position. That Chekshiyaba Oinus. Now, when that situation has been removed, Chais Lasharasi goes back to his leadership position. And Begam, now you can come to Shania that we also treat the second one with dignity. Kahu Meister Mulim Rabbalaza, which is a famous story that the Gemara brings elsewhere, that he did 3 weeks, he did 1 week, again, because of that he was coming back to his position. So therefore, this halacha of Rabbi Yisi does have relevancy regarding how do you treat that replacement in that context as Kohen Gadol, but there could be context also regarding that of any other leadership position. Now, but then Tosfos wonders, in other places, you have the same question. But he, the Perikama, the Tainus, the Gemara, the Tainus, the Dalma base. The Pazigrim, Gamaliel, the Omar, Bezaim, Bechashman, Shayla, Gishamim, the Gemara rules, like Gamaliel, that says, oh, when do you ask for rain? On the 7th of Cheshman. And the Muki, Lubbis, Mancha, Bezaim, Gisham, the Gemara explains that has relevancy regarding when the Bezaim is around, because regarding those oil regal and how they can get back home before getting stuck in the rain. But one thing is, why are you ruling like him if it's only pertinent regarding when the Bezaim is around? There's a such some what you could say is the Nafkimina Filbisman has there. It had relevance even today's times. But they bubble in a different context. But those in bubble, they still pay but down because it's awesome that they also have their fruits out in the fields, as the Gemara tells us over there. And therefore they don't daven for the rain before Zion Cheshvan, so that the rain shouldn't ruin their produce that's out in the fields. So it has relevancy not just for those oil regal, which was only times of Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos continues to ask, about the Pesachim Perik L'Dvarim Gabi Pesach, this is the Gemara brings in. And Pesachim da Anzav Samach Vam Badal. Regarding when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that Klal Reb Kiva mina on Erev Shabbos. Klal Reb Kiva says Kamalocha Sheyev Shlasayis Me Erev Shabbos. Any malocha that you could not have done from before Shabbos, like shechting the Korban Pesach, which is specifically on the 14th of Nisan, take on the Shabbos. Oh, that could override Shabbos. You could shecht on that Shabbos Erev Pesach. Well, Pesach beGemara Halacha Reb Kiva and the Gemara within the Pesach doesn't base rules like Reb Kiva. What are you ruling like him? It's not negayah today. There's no base of English. That's a tale. He says, yes, someone you can say is enough for me to lend me law. No, there is a ramification regarding the laws of circumcision, which share the same parameters as that of, it's a type of a cutting, which is also certain things you could have done from before Shabbos, certain things not, and that's also going to be what we're going to say, is Zeicher Shabbos or not. So it's, again, in another context, but the same idea. Now, what do you mean? Why do we have to rule a keep it regarding that of the Korban Pesach when we have the same halacha that was actually ruled specifically regarding circumcision as the Gemara brings Shabbos of Kevlam and Gimelam and Av. So there's no nafkamina to tell me, oh, Pesach to compare to that of Mila. I already tell you that Allah is like, you keep regarding Mila. And that's the same. Still, he rules like this in two different places. Lalumi piska de Mila, because it still supports the ruling of Mila, that if you're saying it's like him in two different places, it shows that you really hold like him, and therefore it's still supporting that of Mila, even though we already said Allah is like him by Mila. But Tosfos continues to ask, he says, because on the same perek HaTchelis, the Menachos, the Bezim, and Aleph, Pasek, Reb Shimon, Abba Yosi, Ben Destoy, the Gemara rules like two opinions, Gabi Chavit, Kohen Gadol, that regarding how was the Chavit of the Kohen Gadol, again, that's not pertinent to today's times. And that, Tosfos, no. The Gemara doesn't ask this question, and regarding, you're telling me Halacha's ruling is regarding when the Messiah or Mashiach is going to come. El Rabbi Yosef, actually. It's Rabbi Yosef who always asks this question. Peg Dal Mises and Sanhedrin over there, Peg Beit Shammai. El Hashas, El Chayesh, no, the Gemara actually is not concerned for these questions. Keichet Mahadle, Rabbi Yosef, Peg Beit Shammai. As we find that they responded to Rabbi Yosef's question to Peg Beit Shammai, and they said to him, hell, they asked if that's the case, that you're asking the question, oh, why are we ruling? Why are we learning things that are not Negeya? So Shechit is Kachmai Nisni. Why are we learning all these mesachtas of Zvachim and Menachas? It's not negayim for today's times. Rather, the reason is because we learned that even though it's not pertinent right now because of this is our Torah. And therefore, we see the Gemara didn't have these questions, and therefore the Gemara doesn't ask its own Rav Yisif. When he was there, he asked these questions. Another approach would be the Chaim Kain Zatzal Tirati. He answered like this. Le Parachachi, no, we don't ask this question. When there's two flaws. First of all, Hilchos Lemashicha, that what do you tell me halacha for Mashiach is going to come? And the Aveiro, when it's because of a sin. Which is, A, it's not Bizman Hazeh, and it's also only through a sin. The Beperg Dal Mises is Gabi Bas Kain Shazin, so regarding a daughter of a Kain that's Mizana. But Kimin the Kintarti, since it has to be two problems. One, first of all, it's not the Gibbizman Hazeh, and second of all, it's only if someone does Navera. So Nuzla Shrikh, it's not so common to be pertinent. Therefore, you should not have given us a ruling regarding something that's not at pertinent at all, because A, it's not today, and even if it would be, it's only through a sin. But regarding Chabitika and Gogol and all the other things that we brought, that the Gemara doesn't ask, oh, Hilchos HaMashiach, is because those things that they don't come through a sin, and therefore they're considered as things that are common, and therefore, of course, we would give such a ruling. The next test of Mazda begins with the Gemara, the Megarshla Al Tanai, that he divorces her with a stipulation, which this is one of the more difficult sugyas to understand regarding what was the Gemara's Havamin, and there's many different approaches the Gemara tries to propose. As Rashi points this out, Taisus gives his own way of putting it down, that this new wife that they would prepare with the Kohen Gadol, that they would marry her but divorce her on a condition. So it says like this, the truth is, the one who's going to answer the question was going to answer it as the Gemara ultimately concludes. That is, for one of them, he would tell her, the new wife, he would tell her, okay, you're divorced if the first one doesn't die. For the first one, he would tell her, this is your get, on the condition that I go to shul, which the Gemara ultimately explains, because if he sees she's about to die, he quickly would run into shul, and then it won't be that he had Beis Batim. Ella, but says Taisa Shabala Shas, but the redactors of the Gemara, they didn't let him conclude the words of the one who's giving the answer, meaning he didn't fully understand. And he started getting in the middle of a shir, and he's about to get to the point, someone starts asking the question, like, wait, how about this, how about that? So he started to try to analyze the interpretation. Normal that he tells Amanasha to Musi, oh, wait a second, maybe it's where he told her on the condition that you die, Kalayma. Meaning, he quickly started jumping in before he got a chance to finish. Oh, what do you mean on condition? And if it means to say that, oh, it's a get, if you die, well, but the Malamez mentioned not going to die, but then he has two wives. Oh, Elo, what are you going to say? He said to her, Amanasha, oh, on the condition, if you don't die, then it is again. You could also ask, etc. until it ultimately comes to the conclusion of the Gemara. But these are all words of the one who is writing the Gemara. Meaning, whoever was the one that was going through those teachings, that he on his own was trying to figure out what was the answer of Al Tanai. But he ultimately didn't get it. Rather, as the conclusion was, therefore one of them, he says, which was the second one, on the condition that your friend, that the first one doesn't die, etc. And says, you should know that what I'm saying is correct, because the chol hanach, elo damala, all the elo, rather, okay, this is the pshat, oh no, this is the pshat. All those, like Taisa explained, they're all from the questioner. So of course, he was trying to analyze all his questions until he got to the truth, because the Bekulim is Dallas. By all of them, by the Ellas, there's a Dallas, meaning it's Ella de Omar, Ella de Omar. Oh, and then he said, but the last answer was the final one. It doesn't say Ella de Omar, it only says the word Ella. And it doesn't say with a Dallas. Rather, Omar La, he said to her, not the Omar, Omar La, he said, Kitach Menashe Kansa Bezek Nesses. And so he explains, Lafisha Mach Shabbat Masaka, since the question himself comes to the conclusion, the Bein Daita Lach Shalda, he says, and he's not going to ask her this answer because it's the conclusion. So, Gesina Lechada, Vela Gesina De Lechada Medalas. Because De is that, like as if, wait a second, and this? No, it's, that is the answer, that is the approach. He makes this matter begin with the Gemara, Menashe to Musi. Okay, what's the condition? On the condition, it's going to be get amanas, so the Musi that you die. So he says, a Muslim, if more could have asked on this interpretation, and came my Megarish law. So then, why is he divorcing her? If she's dead, so there's no more promise Shnei Batim, so what do you have to divorce? That's just what you could say, you could say, no, amanas to Musi bepaget avoida. That on the condition that if you die halfway through the avoida, Hilchos Megarish, that's he has to divorce her. Because even though she's dead, now there's no two batim, but up until that point, we don't want to have that up until that point, there was two batim. But if you divorce from now, if you end up dying, so that's good. So you were never a wife at that point, and therefore that's why you would need to have the get, even though she's dying on Yom Kippur. Kinnik says the master begin words the Gemara. Manasha Thomas Achas Mekem. Oh, on the condition that one of you die. Now, Tosfos says Motzal Mefik. The Gemara could have asked on this interpretation. Wait a second. If you're saying it's a get, if one of you die, okay, maybe one of them is going to die. Vamlegita, and then it's going to be a get. That was the condition. If one of them dies, the second one's going to be divorced. So become the advice. Now he has no wife. So it says, yeah, but the Gemara preferred to ask a better question. Maybe none of them are going to die. It's definitely more common for someone not to die than for someone yes to die. So it's a bigger question to ask the problem of when no one dies than when someone dies, which is when no one dies, you have two batim. When someone dies, you have no batim. So next says, Matthew begins with the Gemara, all the days that I'm alive, that you're alive, etc. Which that was questioning on one of the interpretations on the case of, on the condition that when you die, that's not possible because that wouldn't be increases at all. But typically the Rih has wonders like this. Pekam agarish, I'm reading, the Gemara getting up, Pekam raising, the Gemara tells Amar Rav, he says, if let's say the husband says to the wife, how is the get, this is your get, but actually it's just the yarn koi mechai, as long as you don't drink wine all the days of your life, of my life, in decreases. So that's not increases. All the days of that person's life, how is it? That's going to be increases. And the Upar Chalim Rath, Maisha, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Chai Ploini, so what are you going to say? Because the life of that person, the Dilma Mayas, maybe that person will die. Well, Mekabal Ploini, and therefore, that will fulfill the stipulation, and therefore, it's going to be get. Well, Chai Didei Nami, well, when the husband's life also, Dilma Mayas, well, maybe it's also that he's going to die, so what's the difference? Until the Gemara concludes, you're right. Ella, rather, Kleine Chayechi, all the days of your life in decrease, that's not going to be increases, because she's totally dependent until the day she dies. Koy mechaye v'chaye pleni, but all the days of my life, or the life of that person, that is a crease, that would be valid as a crease. So since there's a hashtag question, now it's difficult, because the sugi, the hacha, our sugi, the way it's quoting it, it's not the way the Gemara there originally assumed, which was, there doesn't mention anything regarding koy mechayechi, all the days of your life, that's not a get. And it's not like the maskana, which says that all the days of my life, it is a get. So how do we understand our Gemara? Boydictionary, additionally, the Re asks that why is it when he says this is your get on the condition of when you die, that our Gemara is proving that she's not divorced? My high, what is this? If he only makes a contingent on her friend's life, have a get, meaning on the other wife, or like some other person would be a get, as we said, someone else's life would be a get. So if that's the case, so either because it's dependent either on her life or on her friend's life, migrikar, is it any worse? Well, why is it worse? Because she also makes it independent, but it could be the friend's life, which is something that could be fulfilled. So why are we saying that's not going to be again? So nearly says it appears to me the nagar hacha lishna the mikar ud maskanasim. To the contrary, actually, our Gemara is incorporating both the Gemara's havamin over there and the Gemara's maskan. This is what the Gemara is saying. But the Amar Rabbi said, "Kol yimei chayai, all the days of my life, that's not a krisis." Well, hainu lishna the mikar. That's the way the Gemara said there in the havamina. But kolshkein kol yimei chayaichi, and for sure, that's a kolshkein. For sure, the days of your life, which is even according to the Gemara's maskon over there, that in decrease not going to be a krisis. Pirish, in other words, bein shama kol yimei chayim kin mikar. Whether if he says all the days of my life, like the Gemara in the havamina thought that would be a problem, bein shama chayaichi kin maskon asim. Whether he says all the days of your life, like the more concludes over there, that in decrease not going to be creases. And Bahach over here, where he says, on the condition that when you dies, that's as if kol yimei chayechu, that's as if he says, all the days of your life, and there was not going to be a get. The Gemara was asking, essentially, the question is difficult on all the versions of the Havamin and Maskana regarding if he says, as long as I live or as long as you live, that's not going to be a valid get. So therefore, how would you say this proposal of this being the case of that it would be a get altanai? Now, and that Tosfos addresses the second question. Now, the Afgab, the Ilulay Amayla Amanash, although, what do you mean? Even if you'd only say, on the condition that your friends die, have a gitta would be a get. So, Ashtar Tali, Hatnai Nam Misasa. So, now that he makes it dependent also in Hardev, Ikal Mim, the Migra Gara. So, he says, yes, you could say that it would make it worse. Why? Tchalecha, the Ikatnai, the Epshin Makami Misasa, where anytime it's possible that the condition would only be fulfilled when she dies, and that the effect, the get, and the stipulation, only when she dies, and decrease, that's not considered increases. And since that's possible, so, here would also be that way. If she dies first, only take effect at the same time, and therefore, even in the other situation that if a friend, still we don't consider this as a complete crisis. It's not comparable to the case where he said, I think it is that your friend dies. Because when a friend dies first, then yes, it's going to take effect in the life of this other one. If she dies first, the get's not going to take effect at all because that wasn't the stipulation at all. And therefore, that's why there it's going to be get. And whereas over here, when he says either one of them, where it's possible it's only going to take effect with her death, that's not going to be a get. Where he leaves the sugya in a difficulty. Kitchenek says about the beginning words of Gemara. The Amala Rabbi tells her, "Hariza gitach, Amanash Tamas Chaver Sech." Okay, it's a get on the condition that the other wife, that she dies, which this case really belongs on Amud Beis. Tesa Nila Parshu Tim to explain the Amala Namiha, that actually he also said this phrase to her. In other words, this that he says, this is your get on the condition that the other wife doesn't die. Where he actually is giving opposite conditions. This is your get on the condition that your friend dies, and this is on the condition that your friend doesn't die. As Tais explains, because the Mekoyim might disagree, it's actually going on what we just said right before. The Shana, the Gemara answered, the Amma, Amanash, Leitam, and Chabad, Sechah, where he says on the condition that your friend doesn't die. Or Parch, the Gemara asked on that answer and said, well, but maybe she can die in the middle of the Abayda. And up until that point, it's going to be two wives. Mashiach, the Gemara answers, the Gemara is answering now that he actually says both terminologies. And that it's going to be a get if she dies halfway through the Avodah. So it comes out that if she doesn't die, she's divorced. And there's no shnei batim. And if the friend does die, she's divorced. So either way, you're not going to have two batim from the beginning of the Avodah. Because all he says is, as our simple translation of the Gemara sounds like, that this is your get on the condition that your friend dies. I mean, the Gemara should have asked, maybe the friend is not going to die, the other one. From the Shabbat, he's going to have two wives. And as Taisa points out, it's definitely more common that she should not die, like we explained previously in Dimon Maschal Manas, should Thomas, and therefore the Gemara should have asked, maybe she's not going to die, instead of asking, maybe the other one's going to die, which is not so common. Obviously, we're talking about the Amal of Tavai Lashani that he told her both terminologies on the condition that she doesn't die and the condition that she does die, that either way, it's going to be a get.